ओम शांति। ब्राह्मण्स ऑलवेज वांट टू फील दैट दे हैव इनफ टाइम, लॉट ऑफ टाइम। इवन बाबा कीप्स सेइंग दैट देयर इज वेरी लिटिल टाइम, एंड वी नो दैट वी स्टार्ट इन द मॉर्निंग एट 3:30 एंड देन इट्स ऑलरेडी 9:30, 10, एंड वी फील ओ इफ वी हैड अनदर 24 आवर्स we could keep going on, because laukik responsibilities, whether in the form of laukik job, and there is so much service to be done. So how to find enough time and how to find enough energy? I think that's a biggest challenge, but also it could be a very big accomplishment. So I was thinking that how deeply it's connected with being double light, staying double light, will help us to see that there is so much time. One of the experiences I want to share is to have patience with the time and to be friendly with the time. Because this nature of rushing of doing everything quick, quick, fast, 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 because we think we can accomplish more. But actually what is required internally is very, very calm mind and lot of patience. Then you find that 1 minute, which is equal to 60 seconds, and you will see how every second, you could feel every second in the sense of the way it's being used. It takes a while to believe that you have patience and still you can make it. Make it for your flight, make it for your deadlines. And it was about 6-7 years ago I was in London. And you know that London is a busy place with Brahmin family and traffic wise. So I had very limited time to reach to airport. And Dadi Janki said, she asked me that I need to visit someone on the way. And I said, generally I don't say no to her. And I just was thinking, and she said, just trust me, you will make it. So there were others around, those who had to go with me, and they said, no way, we can make it. So she has to go direct. So then she said, okay, she should visit, and if she miss flights, that's fine. But I know that she won't miss flight. So now I had choice, what should I do? And for me, I also, trust, and I said, it's a new venture, what's there? I can always get into another flight. So I decided to do what Daddy is asking. So I had 15-20 minutes stop on the way and to go to airport. And definitely I did make it for the flight. So then I was realizing that, of course, it's not good to be late or running and all that. But I'm just saying that from then onwards, I start noticing that when you have patience, some or other, when you look at your watch, every minute is quite a long. When you are rushing, then you feel that as if, you're struggling with the time, you're struggling with clock. It's not that, as I said, you should be slack or you should be slow, but patience with the time. And after that, I just kind of start paying a lot of attention. And I always find, because one of, we all are born with some of the natural things, and one of thing is that when I was a student or even otherwise, I always finish my exam before time. I will always somehow or other, you know, reach 10 minutes before, 15 minutes before. So I had this tendency to always have, you know, extra time wherever I have to reach. But when I start paying attention that what was required was quality of patience, and then I start inculcating that quality of patience, and I found that it's some or other you start finding that there is enough time for everything. Because it has a lot to do with not getting stressed about anything. Because any kind of stress, any kind of tension is not good. So if you are rushing, then you start feeling stressed. And when you are stressed, then your thinking is not really very calm as it should be. But then also time has a lot to do with our thoughts. Because we think too much. And when you change this habit of not thinking too much, how many of you think too much? You all think too much? Why? Is it because we have a lot to think, or is it just because of habit? What, habit? Habit. We don't have habits, do we have? Now that's where you need to just go within and also start checking that. It's very, very interesting practice. One is that if something has been done or something has happened, like, you know, I look at something and I like it and I say, I should give this to you. And I give you, then I said, oh, maybe I should have given to this one. Maybe I should have done this way, but I have done already. And then I say, no, I'm thinking because I want to do better next time. But when you think you're doing better, but whatever you have done, just give good wishes towards that. So whatever you have done, there will be definitely good result. So one of the practice I start doing is that if I have done something, I shouldn't reverse it in the sense of keep thinking about it. Could have done this way, I could have done this way, this could have been better. And you start saving a lot of thoughts there. And secondly, what I paid a lot of attention is that for everything, whatever is need, as much as needed, think that much. It's not you don't have to think, but don't think. Don't keep thinking. If you need to think about something, think once. You don't have to think twice. You don't have to think three times. You don't have to think four times. And I find it becomes very, very natural. I know that one evening, Bodhiben had called me for something, and then there was another person involved. He called me. And of course, it was quite a big kind of issue. And I had so few thoughts, and those few thoughts were, it will be done like this, this is how it will be. And after that, I thought that my mind is not what Dari Janaki described, is you are pulled by something. Now when there is a pull, that's where you keep thinking. And why there is that pull? Is it there is fear? Why I am being pulled? Is it I am insecure? So once there is a pull, whether it's intellect is being pulled or mind is pulled, then it keeps thinking, keeps thinking, keeps thinking. And we should always remind ourselves that at this time our thinking shouldn't be really based on our sanskars. Because you are repeating a pattern. If thinking is based on sanskar, or my thinking should come from my original nature, in the sense of peace, with love, or very, very fresh thinking, new way of thinking. It's a very interesting, it becomes very joyful, that every time you have to think, or every time you have to say something, you should say, I should think differently, I should think something new. So even when you are thinking in a very different way, you're thinking something new. It's like somewhere you have to break this pattern, this habit of thinking. And once you start breaking it, and you start enjoying that there is so much, as I said, lightness inside. Because you have more answers, you have solutions. And wherever you are not able to find any solution, then you surrender it to Baba. That's where I was connecting lightness with belonging. When I belong to Baba, everything belongs to Baba. I can stay light, no? There was a time when I went to New York in the beginning, so we had to do a lot of, you know, everything had to be done. So once Didi Manmohini was visiting, it was in 1980. We had just two apartments, but about 60 Brahmins were coming from all over the world because Didi is coming. So we did a very good program. So we thought that best way to go for shopping is 3 in the morning before Amrit Vela, because there won't be anyone in supermarkets and it will be very easy to just get all stuff because most of the supermarkets are open 24 hours. So we left around 2:30, 2:45, so that we could come back. And so 3-4 of us went because we thought we will be very fast and everyone had different lists. We will get cart and load the car and come back. So somewhere one other brother was with me. He changed my trolley. I don't know how it happened. So when I went to the counter, like we all started wanted to pay, so my money and purse, everything was in that trolley, that cart. So I asked, said, where is that? So that brother, he also didn't had, you know, some or other he changed with me, but also he left somewhere. So I had all the cash, whatever I had was in that purse, so I have nothing now. And I took 1 second and I remembered Baba. And, I saw one or two cars, there was no one, so I just rushed and I looked. But by that time there was someone, manager, someone, I just said, I feel I lost. Anyway, they start alerting the security. And then, you know, as soon as I went, yes, that was my card. And everything was right there. But 1 second which I took was, this Baba's money is not going. So I start looking for, not with this thought, what happened now? For me, I could lose very easily, but I don't like to lose this trust. In the sense of what I am, I like to hold is this. No, it's not going to go. It's Baba's money. And I just went and I found it. But if at that moment one thinks, no, what happened? Somebody took away. How am I going to pay all this? You know, you could think so much. And I still remember that situation and I still remember I had maybe 4-5 thoughts. Is Baba's? It's not going. I will get it. Look for it. And many times I have situations where there is possibility of losing, but I don't like, you know, adopt this quality that I am not going to lose. I belong to Baba. Victory is my birthright. Everything I have belongs to Baba. And if it's Baba's, can it be lost? What do you think? But when you think it's mine, even I know that I'm not a careless person, but sometimes certain things happen. So when you think right of belonging in a right way, there are no waste thoughts. Even for body, physically, you know, certain situations come for the body also, but then what? I am at service as long as Baba has to use me for service. This body will stay healthy. So this kind of belonging, I feel you use belonging not only in feelings, but in your thinking. Everything belongs to Baba. So why? And then when you start even thinking that I belong to Baba, and when I say I belong to Baba, then my mind also belongs to Baba, no? So if my mind belongs to Baba, then how can I have any other wasteful thoughts? Really go into depth. What happens that when you have this awareness of belonging to Baba, it's not, you are thinking in a very, very right way, very positive way. So you're staying very light inside, and when you are light, you always think right. Because when, let's say, even for, if you are confused, even for one moment, you're lost. Whatever happens, one should never, never get confused. So this way, this habit of, you know, getting nervous, anything happens, what will happen? We had to get something, and everyone said, if we don't get by 5 o'clock, we will lose it, and this, and this. I said, okay, we will lose it, then what? What do we lose? We didn't lose because if I had to pay 100,000, I still have that in pocket. What did I lose? Only what I didn't get, maybe that was not right to get. So this taking this pressure, thinking under pressure, thinking under circumstances, that shouldn't be there, thinking of that faith and belonging. So when the quality of thinking is with that belonging and faith, you cannot think too much. And you will experience there are just few very good quality thoughts, that's it. So belonging is one of the very important quality which brings trust, which brings fearlessness, which brings very, very positive thoughts. Mind belongs to Baba, intellect belongs to Baba, body belongs to Baba, wealth belongs to Baba, my relationships, in the sense of whatever, lokik, everything belongs to Baba. As much you apply that, you always, always will have thoughts of victorious thought, very good thoughts. And good thoughts, if you keep thinking good thoughts, you won't feel that you are thinking too much. Because they are not wasteful thoughts, no? And some or other you will find that good thoughts don't repeat too much. It's only when they are wasteful thoughts, they just keep coming back again and again. So, and then of course, when it comes to your task, you have to do something, service or new assignment or whatever you get to do. What is needed there is another, Baba mentioned in Murli about just, I am just an instrument. And if that is your part, it will emerge. I have seen how the part emerges, how the qualifications, what are needed towards that task, they start emerging. So heaviness of any kind, who is double light here? How many of you stay double light? No? I thought yes, no? No, I'm wondering why not? If not now, after belonging to Baba, just being instrument, we just say word Baba and Baba is available for service. So what we thought, we were sitting in a group to discuss on the Murli and to find how we will do this homework. One thought was also that notice what makes you heavy. Why suddenly your mind goes into wasteful thinking? So you will find a sanskar. Sanskar could be impatient, sanskar could be of getting confused, sanskar could be of getting nervous. Then find a quality, find a virtue. That means if I have impatience, fine, I need to have patience. If I suddenly lose faith, I need to maintain faith. Immediately change that weakness into a virtue. Same time. And then after that, keep using that virtue. And when you will keep using that virtue, you will change your pattern. It's like sanskar is changing there. What could be the causes of heaviness? Why we are not double light? You all said, no? Are you all double light? No. So, what's the heaviness? Lack of self-respect. Anxiety. So that's where you are at excellence when you are calm. One quality which I try to maintain a lot is calmness. Because I know once I am not calm, it won't work. Very, very deep calmness gives you so much energy, so much clarity. So stress, anxiety. One time there was, had to have a big public program. And it was so much rain. And that program was for 2,000 people. When I landed at airport in Brazil, it was 2:30, program was at 6:30. Such heavy storm that we couldn't come out to get in the car. It's heavy rain. So first thought could come, what will happen for program? But then, because I have experience, I don't think that way. But then there were instruments who came to receive. They were also very light. Now how do I apply this? I always say, let's say we distributed flyers, we did publicity. Oh, we have done so much. If rain doesn't stop, what will happen? Do you get these thoughts? Yes or no? I don't. I always say we did whatever we had to do for Baba. We will get the return of that. I jokingly said, oh, it's good, I will have evening off, no talk. We will have pizza and we will have fun and that's okay. We did whatever we had to do. It's not my contract, it's God's task. Because I had this experience many times. Everyone came, we spent so much money. I said, who spend money? You spend for Baba. You will get the reward of that money. Whatever you did, Baba will give you return of that. You deposited already. Why are we having wasteful thoughts? Best is to keep remembering, and you will be surprised, rain did stop. And there were more than 2,000 people. Hall was overpacked. And I immediately look at myself at that time. Am I having any thoughts? No. Really, I'm honestly saying, with this had been, you know, I remember even when I was a young Brahmin, we had similar situation. It was in a open grounds. We had this program, very big program. And everyone, turn by turn, come to me, what will happen? I said, don't think. Whatever happens, as I said that day, I even don't say it should be like this, whatever happens. And I jokingly always say, today we are off in the evening, we will have fun. I won't have to give talk, you all will be free. But internally I know that if all that has effort has gone, it's in Baba's, we're doing it for Baba, for service to humanity, it's not going to be wasted. But our waste thoughts, I am instrument, everything belongs to Baba. Who is the contractor? I haven't taken contract of making world new. I am a helper. That's where two things happen. One is, it's Baba's task, I am helper, but we feel it's my task and I have to take help from Baba. Whose task is this? Is it my task? It's Baba's task. And I am instrument, just one individual, I will do my best. It's not my task. Even when I think of making myself perfect, I cannot do it alone. Baba, it's Baba's task also to make me perfect, but I will keep aim, I will follow everything accurately, I do good efforts, I can, you know, that determination I can have. Always remember, that is Baba's task. There is so much power in that. If it's Baba's task, then why have to worry about anything? I'm only helping. I'm only just instrument. So whole attitudes should change completely. We forget, you know. And second, I know one time Baba had said in Murli, whatever I have belongs to Baba, then I get permission from Baba, can I use this? Instead of saying, I can spend 3 hours for Baba's service, rather I should say, Baba, can I use half an hour or 2 hours or whatever, can I rest from the time which I have given to you? So we should not carry this burden, carry this responsibility all the time, but rather say, it's Baba's task. Baba, yes, but I will do my best. But also what makes us light is to do everything accurately. Because some souls have tendency that, you know, whether in, they are not well prepared, sometimes they are not organized, sometimes. But doing everything both ways, spiritually and also physically, accuracy is very important. As much you are accurate in the sense you're not making mistakes. Because when you make mistakes, that's also create then heaviness. Oh, again it happened. Again it happened. I didn't want it. Again it happened. So that also is a very subtle heaviness. And then some souls say that I don't want to miss Amrit Vela, but again it happened. I really wanted to be up, have good Amrit Vela, it didn't work out. That also makes soul heavy. But there, instead of becoming heavy, every night you have to sit with Baba in such a way that, you know, it will happen. Next morning it will happen. And even if it doesn't happen, but don't give up. One thing we should do, not do, is never give up on anything, give up on your own self. Because suddenly certain changes can happen in you. I have noticed that if I see there is this thing I can, this habit I can, I really love it, I can't make changes. And I find after some time I've forgotten even that that was my liking. Because if you are using power of yoga, a lot of sanskars are melting, are changing. And you will be surprised that very big changes happen. And also there will be a lot of help from Baba. Time to time there will be extra help from Baba for your efforts. So as I said, even if you find there is a strong sanskar, but you don't give up on yourself, you just say, no, I know that Baba will help me. One of the very good way also to be light is your purity. What is needed in our purity at this time? One time very good point came up in conversation we were, as RCO sitting in the meeting, and then he said, in your awareness, if there is anything from the past, that awareness is not pure awareness. Anything from the past, it's mixed. So then there cannot be power into that awareness because it's mixed. And it's 5-6 years ago since that I have noticed, if there is any impression which you are holding from the past, even towards soul, this soul is like this. No. This is in attitude something adulterated. So purity at this time is to be very, very truthful and clean. Because when you are pure, you are also honest, you are truthful. Purity has a lot to do with truth. Why I have to hold anything? Why I am going to hide anything? Why I am going to lie about anything? So internally, whatever I am and whatever, even like when Dadis come to the center, no, they come to New York, Yagi, I feel so happy. They should know everything. They should know everything. There shouldn't be anything which only I know. So that truth and honesty, because truth is very deeply connected with purity. And I know that how much as Brahmins, when we came to Baba, we observe principles, we follow disciplines, we have good timetable, then why we will be holding little things. So at this time, everyone's face, purity should be just, because that's the symbol of each one of us is crown of light. When you look at yourself, do you feel, do you see your crown of light? How many of you see crown of light? Every time you are in front of mirror, how many of you see crown of light? I see every time. No one of you see? I think you see, maybe next, today you notice it. Every time I look and I say, wow, that's beautiful. I just see that light. I don't see, and I feel happy. I mean, it's in the sense of there is light. There is crown of light because we are angels, no? Our physical features, you know, you will see like two, like a shade, which is not dark color shade when I say using word shade. But sometimes you feel like, you know, like this much gap and a light around you. Very, very beautiful light. How many of you have seen yourself with that crown? Today I'm not seeing hands. I thought what I'm seeing is a regular. What about, do you see light when others sit in meditation, or you feel light of others? Oh, so you see lights of others and you don't see your light. Maybe you are very humble, you know. Especially when we give talks, so many souls. Jokingly, one soul said, oh, I had to wear sunglasses, were so bright. I was in Washington giving talk in this World Bank with a small group of people. Because that's the time your sparkle is. So people are not just listening, they are really watching as your light. I think you all have this experience, maybe you don't recognize it. So from today, whenever you look at yourself, don't like, you know, try to see light. But light is not, you know, it's like, say, in a word which is very beautiful word, use sublimation. It's like, it's a very light energy. Sometimes I look and then I go back again. I said, I don't look same. Because there is so much light in the sense of look so different. Especially sometimes like if I have headache or physically I'm not well and I go, you know, because of some reason I'm in front of mirror and I say, no, I'm not sick. Look at this. I'm so well. There's so much light. Okay, body is little bit pain is there, but doesn't matter. So it's your purity will keep is giving each one of us this crown of light. And one of interesting way to stay double light is have total faith in drama. Just be relaxed. Drama will act, it will happen. But as I said, you want to see this way it should happen and it doesn't happen, then you say, oh wow. But that's the drama, no? This deep, very deep friendship with drama is not going to go against it, it's beneficial. Whatever is going to happen, whatever is happening is beneficial. It's auspicious. And also one of the thought you should always have is this time of confluence age is so auspicious. Anything happen, let's say, you know, something happened with money or something, people say, oh, what will happen? I said, we are Baba's children, we are Brahmins, we are at confluence age. Our omens are different than souls in Iron Age. We should not be thinking in the same way as any other Laukik people will think. For anything. Because you are becoming Sato Pradhan, your omens are different. You are pure. You understand? You are pure. Your omens are beautiful omens. There is... But then because our thoughts become ordinary, then we don't experience that benefit. Because thoughts become so ordinary. Oh, let me take action. Maybe I should do this. You know, we start acting with ordinary thoughts, then we start acting in an ordinary way. But if you realize that its purity, time is auspicious, is beneficial, Baba's protection is there, then what? So now I'm thinking actually lot work has to be done. It's not lot or depends, but just to pay attention on your thoughts. Don't repeat thoughts. Don't think too much on anything because it's not going to happen because you're thinking too much. But just another very good way to stay light is go into silence for a few seconds. Even for energy, they say it takes 3 to 5 minutes to recharge completely. Sridhari Janaki was sharing with me that when my body is not well, I just need 10 minutes to make it well. So I say what I do with myself to, you know, sometimes like because of whatever reasons, you don't feel that much energy, just take 3, 4, 5 minutes, how you just become, you know, word soul conscious, we hear so much, we think we don't need to practice. But actually, you know, like in Laukik way, people will say, you just centralize your energy. When they centralize, because this is our circumstances, situation, vibrations, drift our energy. Because we have to look here, look there, look everywhere, so we lose that. One very expert on, you know, energy is you meet different people. And he was just saying that as soon as the, you know, they call it energy, it's like your aura is twisted, that's where sickness comes or negative thoughts come. And he was saying it takes 3 minutes. It's practice of soul consciousness, but just I am a soul, point of light. Deeply just go and bring back your aura into your central part of, put it around you. Now, if these same things I will say, be soul conscious, you will say, oh no. I don't know, we Brahmins have become kind of, I remember we used to give talks and people say, in the end they will say, consider yourself soul, remember Baba. Many Brahmins, when you give them answer, no, you'd remember Baba, they say like you are run out of answers. You don't have any answers. So you say, remember Baba. Maybe we hear it so often that we are used to hearing, but we're not responding to what Baba is saying. But if same thing is put in other words, as I said, this man came. And then of course there were many sisters, brothers, they all wanted to test their energy. So he said, yours is twisted little bit on left side. Yours is twisted little bit on right side. Yours is bent little bit. Okay. Now you all are Brahmins. I am also Baba's child. Let's practice. I am soul. I am point of light. And then after 5 minutes he did something. He said, everyone's energy is centralized. What we did was soul consciousness. But if I would have said same thing, all those 5 individuals, Brahmins there would have said, so that I know. But when he said centralize energy, everyone said, let's practice. My aura is straight now. We know, but as I'm saying, why should I allow my aura to be twisted? Twisted means, it's like, because there are vibrations, there are negativities. People think differently about you. You know why Baba says always give happiness, have good wishes? Because other souls also will pull. And they say that's where your energy gets twisted. And when it's twisted, then you start having different kinds of like low energy, emptiness, sadness. Sadness could be also if somebody is thinking about you in a negative way, and you will feel heavy about it, even you don't hear it. So when Baba says soul consciousness, it's really this, you put this curve of light around you. I think in one Murli Baba had mentioned about this, that so this thing of bringing light, so lightness of mind, lightness because of purity, lightness because of accuracy, lightness because of self-transformation, lightness with the faith in Rama, lightness with this protection from Baba. Whatever different methods we use, so maybe when tomorrow we get chance to get raise our hands, we all should be able to do it, right? Do you all have experience that sometimes you did feel double light? Yes. Now the question is to stay double light all the time, right? And I think we can do it. I can really say, because on journey I realize step by step, lightness and also in the image of light. Once 1 minute per hour when we do silence, also just bring your light. Because how many souls are waiting for the vision, so many souls will get power from that, love from that. So the time and energy, you will feel its abundance. You will never feel that you don't have enough. That's what I noticed these days, that I can do much more, and I still feel there is enough time. And I'm surprised that how much one can do, keep increasing doing, because there is enough time. And same, you start experiencing with energy. And I realize that these both are biggest challenges for Brahmins. And that's why when Baba says you have to be double light, so use all these different methods. So you never say, I don't have time, or I'm tired. Even when you are resting, you are practicing soul consciousness, so you are being recharged. Don't rest only as rest in the sense of sleep, but when you lie down, you just go into soul consciousness, in lap of Baba. So now everyone, you have light inside, you have light outside. It's a beautiful song played. But also Baba's light. Use some very, very simple ways. Bring Baba's drishti. Just feel the light. Baba, you are purifier. Just for 10 minutes, 5 minutes, sit with purifier. So even if there are subtle impurities, Baba, you are purifier. I feel there are some of the impurities. I don't think I can. I won't even know. But when I create this relationship with Baba as purifier, anyone who has any difficulty with impurities, just sit with Baba. Baba, you are purifier. And feel the rays of Baba as purifier. Baba, you are remover of sorrow, bestower of happiness. Don't just say every time, Baba, you are father. No, you are remover of sorrow, you are bestower of happiness. I sit with you. So that any sorrow which is left anywhere within the soul should be erased through Baba's light, Baba's rays. Baba, you are world transformer. You transform the world. I sit with Baba for transformation. So also take that relationship. Just take that relationship which you want to experience. Some souls had difficulty with purity, and I gave them this, and they find suddenly there is a big change. So relationship, of course, father, teacher, Sadguru, but all what he does also, you can experience, create that relationship. Baba, you are the one who makes impossible into possible. It seems impossible, that's fine. I think of you, one who makes it possible. And you start seeing the magic. So this way, when Baba says, you know me as I am, is not only as ocean of love, peace, happiness, but also when he is ocean of knowledge, but what he does. So I am part of that also. No? What he does is with the souls. No? So create that relationship and sit for a few minutes in that relationship. So today when we sit in Baba's remembrance, I want everyone to just have this thought, Baba, I am light. From today, no heaviness of any kind, no confusion, no anxiety, nothing. And take Baba's rays so deep, so deep, so deep. Take as deep you can. So that it removes everything from the soul. Whatever traces are there. But there are some traces which we don't even know how to remove them. But they will also be removed by Baba's light. So stay light. Be a light. And think of Baba. And take those rays of light. So that it becomes my nature to stay double light. So now we will sit with Baba to have this experience of being double light. When Baba asks us to be a point of light, just think that what can be there in point of light is just point of light. Whatever had been acquired in the past from the actions, from relationships, I just merge everything. And feel my own self as a point of light. Become aware of the place where I reside. Even if it's just a point of light, but there is so much purity within this light. I am original and eternally pure soul. Light of purity which sparkles, radiates. These rays of purity and light to an extent that even this physical costume through my thoughts and the breath, this light purity. Overtakes all my senses. Experience very deep. Use these rays of light from the soul towards your own self. Lightness makes you feel connected to your angelic form. Connected to even subtle regions as I go in front of Baba to take drishti from Baba. Baba looks at me as a beautiful sparkling light. In this costume of light, Bhava's drishti as purifier. Baba's drishti. Makes the soul so light and so cheerful. Just feel Baba's rays of light and purity. As if you open all the doors of your mind and heart. So that His light, Baba's rays, Baba removes and then bestows. There is so much sweetness and a deep silence. But beautiful feelings of belonging. just with one Baba.